Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about how to keep your summer loving going through those hot nights, vacations, kiddos running around the house, and all that comes during this season.
And as we talk about summer loving, I want you to think about this quote attributed to Anonymous that says, "There is always that one summer that changes you."
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a little bit of a sense that maybe if you start implementing this show at the beginning of the summer, that this is going to be the summer that doesn't just change you, but it changes your marriage.
Yep.
Right?
Love
and
it.
We start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug's an opportunity for all of you, especially our brand new listeners, to just kind of get a sense for what happens when you listen to the One Extraordinary Marriage show, to hear from folks who have experienced transformation, restoration, and breakthrough in their marriage. And this week's hug is sponsored by Ethos Life Insurance, and you can check them out at one.getethos.com. And Ethos, these guys are reinventing life insurance. They take something super complex and make it super simple. And in doing so, they can help families when they're most in need. Mm-hmm. You can use Ethos to apply for term life insurance online and get this, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. No medical exams, paperwork, or weeks of back and forth with an agent. And we know what a breakthrough this is because we've applied in years past for life insurance ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a number of life insurance policies, actually. And so having gone back and forth in the blood tests and talking to the agent and this and that, hey, it can be a process.
And the truth is that you know you need life insurance, but sometimes all of those steps and that seemingly hassle, it gets in the way.
Can stop you from actually going after life insurance. And hey, listen, real quick, just from a husband to other husbands out there, life insurance, sometimes we look at it being this huge thing. Hey, let it be something that in the event that you do pass or when you do pass, your spouse has money that's coming to her to at least cover your funeral, if not more.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we love about Ethos and about what they're doing, because they know that family life is super busy. So they want to help you get coverage and do so quickly. And you can apply for free.
Mm-hmm.
We love that part. You can apply for free at one.getethos.com. And the reality is you're already online. So take that step and apply for coverage, because you're going to sleep better knowing that your family is taken care of, because life insurance is what you get to bring peace of mind to both your family and yourself. And so again, apply for free at one.getethos.com. And you know, we love being able to share with you guys voicemail hugs, and we've got another one this week.
I was just praying and praying for God to give us some guidance and help us despite these awful circumstances with not just, you know, an unplanned pregnancy, but my husband was having some job struggles as well. So I was just praying for God just to help us, and it's almost like he guided me to this podcast, and I was just actually Googled marriage podcasts.
Perfect.
And since then, I found your podcast in January, and I've actually listened to every podcast since 2016, so
wow.
2016, 2017, and now every podcast since 2018. That's how wow. obsessed I am with these episodes.
We love
it. But ever since then, I mean, it's just been literally a complete 180 with our marriage. We are happier and healthier than we've ever been.
Nice.
You know, even just our children are happier when they see that mom and dad are more in love with each other than they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to thank you guys for all you've done. I am so excited. Every Tuesday, I just wake up and I'm like, okay, yes, it's going to be a new episode. So I am going to get off the phone and listen to your new episode right now. So thank you again. I love you guys so much, and keep doing what you're doing, because you are a godsend to so many people, and you are changing so many marriages. And I have actually shared your marriage with every friend, every close friend I can think of, and I have actually shared it on social media, and I'm just going to continue to share your podcast, because it's changed my life, and I know it's going to change others. So once again, love you guys, and thanks again.
Oh, I love those. I love those. Love you guys, and we're honored and blessed to have you part of the One Family.
And how amazing that, you know, here she was Googling marriage podcast, found the One Extraordinary Marriage podcast, has seen the transformation in her marriage, but is already seeing the ripple effect mm-hmm. of the impact on her children, and is taking it one step further by creating a ripple effect in her community by sharing the show. And so we say thank you. Mm-hmm. We love you guys too. And we're just honored to be doing life alongside each and every one of you. So I want to ask you all, because like Tony said, we're going to be talking about, you know, summer loving through the hot summer nights, through vacation and kiddos. I'm wondering how many of you remember or have heard the song Summer Lovin' from the movie Grease. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we would sing it for you, but singing is not really, it's not our forte.
Although we have, at a New Year's Eve party, karaoke'd this song, you and I.
Yes, but I'm not even sure that people would want to hear that. It's kind of funny. There's no video of it. Thank goodness people did not pull out their iPhones. But there's a line in the song that says, summer days drifting away to, those summer nights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, summer's here, right? Well, let's put it this way. For all those of you listening to the show in the Northern Hemisphere, summer is here. For those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, just hold on to the show for 6 months.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, you can still take it and take the ideas. But we need to be focused on what we're going to be doing in this season to have that summer loving for both day and night.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't get the summer loving nights unless you have the summer loving days.
And with the big thing I have found for us, kiddos being home, running around all day, that can really make it tough for those summer loving nights.
Right, because summer, like Tony said, if you have kids and they're school age, having them home for the summer, running them to their camps or planning vacations or doing all of this kind of stuff just kind of throws the schedules mm-hmm. into a disarray. If you don't have kids, summer schedules still get all kind of discombobulated because you've got vacations, you're doing summer parties and hangouts with your friends, you've got the longer nights. So you've got all this stuff going on in this season. And we need to start looking at this and saying, okay, where are all of our intimacies at the start of this season? Because you don't want to get to the end of, you know, let's say August, September, whenever you consider the official end of your summer, mm-hmm. and look at one another and say, what happened to us this last few months? Right? Where did our connection go? Where did our intimacy go? You don't want to look at one another. And I heard Tony sharing this with somebody else. Like, you don't want to put your marriage on vacation for summer break.
Yeah, because you're going to go 2 or 3 months and no connection. And then before you know it, you come back to each other and you're looking at each other going right into what can be one of the fullest times of the year with school starting and into the fall season. For many of us, with Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, I mean, it can go really strong. Just want to mention, if you're new here at the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, welcome. We love you guys. If you're wondering what the six forms of intimacy are, mm-hmm. I want to put a link here in the show notes. We have an article that we wrote called Six Forms of Intimacy to Build a Strong Marriage. So you'll be able to grab that right here at the show, and you can come to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/429.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. And you know, as the song said, you know, those summer nights. And, you know, it's not just about being in your bedroom all summer long. Now, there's nothing wrong with that if you can pull it off. But the idea of having those summer nights, having that summer loving, is to pay attention to all areas of your marriage, mm-hmm. right? We're talking about your emotional intimacy, your recreational intimacy, your financial intimacy, your spiritual intimacy, all of them. Right. And it's about using this time of year and this season and all that this has to offer your marriage to take your marriage to the next level. Because mm-hmm. yeah. think about it. If it's summertime, you've got warm days and nights. I'm just going to put a little plug in there for
if anything, this is a time of year where you have, at least I was going to say, those warm days and nights, you have longer days.
Right.
You have more time. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a time of year where even if we're running and we're doing a lot of stuff, I feel like we tend to stay up later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're out longer, even if it's just in the backyard, by the barbecue, not by the barbecue, but by the fire pit. We may have the barbecue on, eating, but we have the fire pit going. Mm-hmm. What a time to pull out your coffee break.
Mm.
What a time to just enjoy each other outside while the kids are sleeping, being able to do more in the sense of if you're willing to be intentional and taking action to actually even talk to each other more.
Right. Because like the quote I read said, you know, there's always that one summer that changes you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want this to be the summer that changes your marriage, it's going to start with how you show up, right? Hashtag, what can I do? Right. That's our hashtag. What can you do this summer to make it the best summer ever, to make it the summer that changes your marriage? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously I do want to start with, you know, the whole idea of summer loving and, you know, starting with our physical and sexual intimacy. And as I was about to say, when Tony, you brought up everything with those warm nights, like, I'm just going to go there. And I know a lot of you are like, oh my gosh, here she goes bringing it up again. Yeah. Sleeping naked.
Do it.
Sleeping naked. You can, it's warm. And here's how I know you can, because if I can do it, right, the perpetually cold person in our marriage, then you can do it.
It's wonderful. I mean, the windows are open if you're in an area where you can have the windows open and fresh air,
mm-hmm.
your bodies, your skin touching one another. It's one of the best things that you can do. And this is a time of year where obviously a lot of us, me included, because the winter is lately, even here in San Diego, I like to just throw on a little more clothing. Hey, take it all off. Enjoy each and every night.
You're outside, right? So you're out in the sun. You're there is something, you know, I personally enjoy having sun-drenched skin. I do enjoy getting a summer tan and just having that. And, you know, being able to look at one another, whether you've got your bathing suits on, whether you're walking around the house naked, obviously if you've got kids, you know, walking around your bedroom naked, but just that visual
mm-hmm.
aspect to your sexual intimacy, that ability to see one another's bodies, right? Because in the summer, you just tend to wear less clothes,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. Touch and enjoy and explore one another, right? The skin's there, do something with it,
mm-hmm.
right? Think about, you know, the opportunities to have sex on vacation and be intentional about that before you leave for vacation.
Mm-hmm. We have a show called Sexploration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what number it is.
Well, we've got a couple. We did Sexploration and Sexpectations.
And Sexpectations, both about vacation, time sex. Go check those out. You can find them here at the site.
And, you know, maybe you even consider getting outside of your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's summer.
Yeah.
You know, having sex outside. We've had people do this since our very first 7 days of sex challenge that we did with the entire, you know, one family. But, you know, maybe you get like a pop-up outdoor tent. Right. And you go and you're just like, you know what? We still need a little structure,
yeah.
but we're going to be in the backyard.
I remember back in the day when Elise and I used to go backpacking, we'd have sex in our tent up on the top of Mount Baldy and
yes.
other places around Southern California. It's wonderful. There's you're camping, you're out backpacking. Nobody's around. Oh, it was so great. Other than the wind was like slamming against our tent that one night.
We were in a tarp.
No, we were in
Baldy,
a tent.
Baldy was a tarp.
No, it was a tent.
Like, I'm 99% sure Baldy. Anyhow.
I'm 99% sure
okay.
it was a tent.
But, you know, another way to spice up your sexual intimacy, well, I'll go see if I can find pictures on
okay.
the tent tarp thing, but is to join us in the Position of the Month Club.
Yeah. Come right. on, join us. We got hundreds of partners who are in there with us. And for as little as $2 a month, you can join the club and begin your journey to extraordinary today. So,
right.
You know, go check it out at positionofthemonthclub.com.
Because a new position every month, that's going to spice up your summer.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's summer is also that wonderful time to do all those different recreational activities, right? Because you've got those longer days, you've got the warmer weather. I'm just going to throw out there because we already talked about sleeping naked. So what if you brought in skinny dipping
mm-hmm.
this summer, right? Again, skin to skin contact, taking advantage of the warm weather. You know, maybe you do ice cream dates, Right. And we're mentioning some different things on this particular show, and we're going to have a link to everything at on the Amazon shop, which is oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop, just because there are fun things that you can think of. There's this play and freeze ice cream maker. You guys, it, like, you know, enjoy your ice cream, but get your workout before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Work up a sweat and then eat your ice cream together. Go walking along the beach. Those of you that are coastal. Right.
Well, you could walk along a lake beach. That's or, true. You know, a river bed or wherever you may be, somewhere where you, whatever your geography is, I mean, you can walk.
Right. You know, take your walk and talks to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, go out and do that recreational type stuff that you used to do when you were a kid. Right. For those of you that have lightning bugs where you are living, go out and catch them like you did when you were a kid. Have fun with that. Right. It doesn't have to just be something for the kids. Sit by the fire pit and enjoy one another. Watch the stars. Ooh and ah at the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't just say, well, that's stuff for the kids. Make it be memorable for the two of you as adults, because it's not just about making sure summer's fun for your kids. It's not just about making sure your kids get through summer and, you know, have a great time. It's about how do the two of you keep the connection alive? How do the two of you keep a focus on your marriage? Right. And we can
attest to this, because there were many a summers where all the focus was always on the kids, and we were just sort of the bystanders of watching and enjoying, because it was always about the kids, always about, and you know what? I think Elise and I missed out on some summers. If I can be truthful with you, we missed out on some summers,
mm-hmm,
because we were constantly going, hey, everything's about the kids. And now we look back and we go, you know what? Yeah, it can be for the kids. And we still want to do things like go see the 4th of July fireworks and stuff of, mm-hmm, that nature. And yet we want to go out there with eyes of wonderment and joy and fascination as well to say, hey, guys, you can have your fun, and we are going to go out here and have fun as well.
We're actually kicking off summer this year focused on us.
Mm.
Right? You know, and taking the recreational intimacy and to a whole nother level. Real quick, many of you know that Tony hiked the Pacific Crest Trail from Mexico to Canada in 2000. That was well over 2,000 miles, 2,658, give or take. And a few weeks ago, we were walking along our coast here, and he said, what if we did the California Coastal Trail? And I'm like, what are we talking about here? Well, there's actually a section of the California Coastal Trail that goes from Oceanside Pier to the U.S.-Mexico border. It's, mm-hmm, about 63 miles. And we're going to take off the first day that all the kids are out of school, and we're going to spend 3 days hiking 20-plus miles a day, he and I, to make this happen. Right? We're starting off the summer with a focus on Tony and Elisa. And it's okay, moms and dads, to do that. Right? It's okay to make yourselves a priority. And we still want to share, and you know, we still have financial intimacy, spiritual intimacy, and emotional intimacies that we want to share. But I do want to thank this week's sponsor, which is Ethos Life Insurance. And you know, one way, in all honesty, to make your summer a little bit easier and to raise the bar on your financial intimacy is to apply for your own life insurance coverage. And you can do that today for free at one.getethos.com. And you know, and as we're talking about this financial intimacy wrapped into, you know, life insurance, it's not just life insurance, right? It's not just the monthly budget or cash flow plan or cash plan or whatever you call your monthly numbers, but it's looking at how are we going to take that plan financially into the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Because I can tell you from past experience that if you don't plan for your summer budget, there can be all kinds of things that you want to do. And you get to the end of summer and you're like, whoa,
what happened? Yeah.
Where did we go wrong? And it's just a matter of going, okay, what's going to be our budget for fun this summer? In fact, write that question down. What's going to be our budget for fun this summer? And then open up the dialogue with your spouse, right? Because let's face it, most everybody, there may be a couple people listening to the show, but most of you want to have fun this summer, right? Whether it's with your kids, with your spouse, you want to do fun things, but you got to know what your numbers are, right? So what's our budget for trips, vacations, for sending the kids to camp, for all the little summer extras like ice cream cones and, you know, barbecues with the friends and all of this kind of stuff. Because in case you haven't noticed, your budget, your money doesn't ever take a vacation, right? You don't ever get to go, you know what? We're just going to put this on hold and, you know, we'll pick you up in 6 weeks.
Still got a deal. You still got to be on board together looking at that, especially like as Elisa was saying, we tend to be out and about and doing things. And so being ahead of the schedule, mm-hmm. being looking forward to, okay, hey, if we are going to spend more time at the beach than we do during, you know, the winter months, then we need to make sure that our cash flow plan represents that.
Right.
And so that way you can have fun out there as well, or know that, hey, maybe we're just picnicking.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's your deal, that's cool too. I mean, we tend to like to go buy stuff at the grocery store, bring it down to the beach. Maybe we'll eat it. There are times when we'll just go to the beach. We're hanging out. We'll go buy something down there. It just depends on what you guys like. But being on top of your financial intimacy during this time of year is important, just like it is any other time of year.
Absolutely. And, you know, start building the conversations now, depending on where you are when kids are getting out of school. Summer may have started or may be coming, but you can always, how I feel about the word always, but I am going to use it in this case. You can always have conversations around your finances. It will make your summer so much better if you start early on that. You know, the last couple that we're going to talk about are your emotional intimacy and your spiritual intimacy. And the emotional intimacy, I actually saved that towards the end because I know a lot of you are like, well, Lisa, we need to be talking about all of these things. And that's true. But I wanted you to be thinking about the other one. So as we start talking about how the two of you are going to stay emotionally connected, you already have your wheels spinning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. You already have those wheels going, okay, you know what? We are going to have different summer activities and we're going to have different schedules. Because let's face it, you know, going back to the sexual intimacy, if you go from having all of your kids at school and daytime weekday sex is a thing to, you know, everybody's at home over the summer during the day, when you were used to having sex, then all of a sudden you're like, we got to have a plan. But then,
and you have to be talking about this because believe me, this can be one of the most frustrating things.
Tony's getting frustrated even just thinking. Like, I wish you all could see his face.
Just thinking about it just frustrates me because it does. You go from this place of, oh my gosh, we have this awesome rhythm. The kids are in school. We know they're gone. We got this time. And then all of a sudden, me going, dang it. They're around. I can't just pop in or text Elisa and saying, hey, I'm going to roll in for lunch. Let's have a little fun, you know, be naked when I get to the door or something of that nature. You just can't do that. And that takes
the wind out of your sails.
It does take the wind out of your sails. So you gotta have a plan and being able to discuss that together will be very vital towards your sexual and physical intimacy.
Right. Because how you connect over the summer is going to impact your connection for the rest of the year,
mm-hmm.
right? Everything builds in our marriages. And so, you know, when are you going to make time to connect, right? Tony mentioned sitting around the fire pit doing the coffee break. When are you going to, with kids running here, there, and everywhere, or you've got vacations planned, you know, are you going to sit under the stars? You know, are you going to just calendar that in once a week? Are you going to, you know, use something like the rehab after dark cards, right? To be able to just draw a card from time to time and say, this is the card we're going to answer. This is what we're going to do this week. And, you know, just building that in, you know, are you going to listen to the newest One Extraordinary Marriage show, Daily Steps? And for those of you that don't know, we have released a brand new show.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I bring it up is because just like the voicemail that we play where she's like, you know, I listened to everything from 2016 and 17 and 18 and I'm all caught up and I wait for Tuesdays. Well, now you've got a daily show Monday through Friday where you can get action items every single day, right? And that may be what you focus your conversations around this summer. Guys, the shows are like 5 to 8 minutes. Right. And you can check that out at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/daily steps. We're so excited to share it with all of you who have been listening on to the weekly show, because this is going to be another tool in your toolbox for your emotional connection.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be a way for you to go, hey, you know, so Tony and Lisa, hey, it was just a quick thing. Want to jump into it with you. Let's go. Right. So again, you can check that out at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/dailysteps.
And the big thing is, just like any other time of the year, coffee break, mm-hmm. we do that weekly. We stay on top of it. We calendar it. We put it in date nights. Hey, during the summertime, this, what we're giving you is a massive list of different things. As we've said so many times before, pick one or two. Mm-hmm. You don't need to pick them all. You don't need to do them all. Don't think we're throwing all of these at you and you got to do them all. No, pick the one or two that really resonate with you guys. Obviously, if you're talking about sex during vacation, it only comes up, that's only going to come up during vacation time. So you can talk about that prior and then it's done. But if your sexual intimacy is something that you guys want to hone in on because the kids are at home mm-hmm. and it does feel like, man, we miss out in this season because of that, then maybe that's the area you guys want to discuss. If it's your emotional intimacy and you want to dive into that area, then dive into that. If it's just your financial, if it's your financial intimacy, dive into that. You don't need to pick up all of these. This is one of those shows that I like to call as just sort of like our list shows. Mm-hmm. We're giving you a lot to think and mull over. But more importantly, you got to be intentional about the one or two that you really want to do and then take action on it.
And one other thing to think about in this whole realm of emotional intimacy is there have been dreams that have been percolating inside each one of you mm-hmm. over the first half of the year. And it's time to sit down and have a conversation with one another and say, what are those dreams that you have on your heart? What are those things that you want to accomplish between maybe now and the end of summer or between now and the end of the year? Right. And just start brainstorming, not just brainstorming. I mean, that's the first step, but also putting into action what the two of you are going to do together and individually to make those dreams become a reality. Because how amazing is it going to be for each one of you to say, you know what, we sat down at the end of May or we sat down at the beginning of the June, and said, this is what I want to accomplish in the next 3 to 6 months, right? And this is the game plan. And because it's going to open that emotional connection with one another. It's going to open up some vulnerability about maybe you've got some fears or some anxiety around this, right? Like, I don't know if it's going to work. But you actually get to go into this place with one another as each other's cheerleaders, as each other's accountability, as each other's, you know, implementation team mm-hmm. to make those dreams a reality. And what a way to build emotional connection.
Yeah, totally.
And the last intimacy that we want to talk about is your spiritual intimacy. How are the two of you going to grow deeper in this area of your marriage over the summer? Mm-hmm. Right? Is it going to be the two of you are going to do a devotional together? Right? This can be a great way to go deeper with one another. Are you going to pray for one another? Being able to know what is on your spouse's heart, being able to know what their burdens are, and being able to pray for those things specifically mm-hmm. has a tremendous impact on your intimacy and how the two of you relate to one another. You know, and ask the question at the start of the summer, are we going to go to church? Right? How are we going to do that on vacation? Does that matter to us? Again, all of these conversations really play into how do we deepen the connection that we have in a particular intimacy, right? How do I know from a spiritual standpoint, how do I know what's going on with you if you don't share it with me?
Right. And right now, Lisa and I are going through a devotional called One by Jimmy Evans. It's fantastic. Again, it'll be over here at the Amazon shop and you guys can check it out. It's a weekly thing. So for us, we were struggling, I will say this honestly, looking for a devotional that we could do. A lot of them are daily, and we felt like for us, that just wasn't working, and mm-hmm. we felt like we weren't going to do it. And so this one, it's a weekly one, and we can do it 1 week at a time. Again, like we talked about earlier with your emotional intimacy, if you're going to be sitting outside at that fire pit and enjoying yourselves, this is like 2 pages. Bring out a pen. You can jot some information down at the end where the both of you are connecting and talking about your spiritual intimacy. And honestly, for us, it's led us talking about other areas of our lives mm-hmm. because they all come in. We want to be praying for one another and our kids and our businesses and our friends and our family and whatever else may be going on. But it brings up a way for us to be able to talk in just to talk openly and honestly with one another. And so this summer, kick it off. have fun this summer. That's the biggest thing, right? Have fun this summer. And yet don't forget about each one of the intimacies and how they play an important factor in your lives throughout these months. So go out there, pick, like we said earlier, pick one or two of these that you can do and hone in on this year. We love you guys. We're excited for what's ahead, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.